obviously, you guys started tremendously well this season, and things have not gone as well as the season's worn on. First of all, is there anything you can attribute that to specifically?
No, not really. I mean, if there was one thing specifically I could attribute it to, I would have solved the problem already. So there's not one thing. It's always a few things, or quite a few things, that work together that create problems for you, and that's what's happened.
Obviously, last week against Denver, you guys played a terrific game against a team that has been very hot. It's a testimony, I think, maybe to the coaches and players that these guys are still giving, you know, full effort, which I know they're paid to, but, you know, sometimes you see teams check out.
Yeah, and I've never questioned the character of our football team. I think we've always worked hard, and they play hard. But the key is not just playing hard, you got to play better. And that's what we're trying to do, is get better.
Not a lot of teams have been able to turn Tom Brady over four times in a game, and you guys did that earlier this year. How has Brady progressed, do you think, from that first game?
Well, I mean, a couple of those things were some tip balls and us being able to make him just move a little bit in the pocket where he wasn't completely comfortable. And right now, he has got total command of what's happening on the field, and I think they're all on the same page, and they're going extremely well right now.
What do their tight ends do, I guess, to a defense that might be unique? When you look around the NFL, rarely have you seen two tight ends that have been as complementary and explosive as those two. Have you seen anything like that in all your years in the league where there's two on?
No, I don't think I have. I don't think I've seen two guys that can go make plays the way they go make plays, and all the different ways that they do it. They can do it split out. They can do it from the backfield. They can do it from tight. They make plays, and they block well enough for them to have a good running game as well. So the combination that they have there and how they use them is very unique, and that's one of the reasons they give teams so many problems. The matchups are very difficult.
How can you really prepare in 1 week, I guess, for that? Is it a two-week job where you, you know, advance scout on a particular team like the Patriots when they're that unique? I'm just curious.
Well, first of all, you have to hope that they mess it up a little bit, because I'm not sure that you can go out there and say, okay, if we just figure out what they're doing, we'll stop it, because they do so many different things. If you stop one thing, they'll go to something else, which is exactly what they've shown in weeks prior to this, because what they've done, they've gotten stymied a little bit in the first half or first quarter, and then they figure it out, and they come out gangbusters. So it's you have to really work hard for 60 minutes to have a chance to control their offense.
What's your overall feeling on the AFC East? Obviously, may only be one playoff team from this division, but it's always competitive. And, you know, top to bottom, this season, I think you've got four very good teams that haven't, one loss record-wise, been tremendous. But has this been, do you think, one of the better divisions in football?
Yeah, I do. I think it's one of the better divisions. I know, like, we played very well against the AFC West this year, and I don't, you know, we didn't play as well against the Central. I think the Central is pretty tough too. I think though the Central and the East are two of the toughest, and you know, this year the AFC West seems to be the down division. So. And that change, we all know how rapidly that changes. That can change next year. The AFC West can be the strongest division next year. Who knows?
Hey, you're dating yourself. There's no AFC Central anymore, remember?
That's right. There isn't. I forgot.
Hey, Chan, obviously started 5-2 and then had those losses in a row, and obviously had the great game last week. What is it that you were doing at the beginning, you didn't do in the middle, and maybe have got it back now?
Well, we were getting lots of turnovers early in the season, and that really helped us. And We were much better in the red zone earlier in the season, and we've not been as good in the red zone. And you have to score touchdowns in this league. You can't just go out and kick field goals. We were fortunate last week to get by with that, but you normally can't. Those have been, you know, our biggest problems is not getting the turnovers that we need on a consistent basis. We seem to get them in bunches, but we haven't been able to do it consistently. And then we haven't been scoring the touchdowns that we need to score offensively, whether it's the longer variety or being good in the red zone.
Yeah, I'll just ask you this question. Obviously, Dan Marino's record stood for so many years, but this year, basically, you've got one already over 5,000. You've got two more possibly going to get over 5,000. Just talk about the explosion of passing yards and how the game has changed a little bit that allows passing now.
Well, a couple things have happened. I think the advent of the receivers that are coming out now, they're big, they're fast. They're very athletic. The tight ends that are now receivers, they're big and they're fast and they're athletic. And you looked around and the traditional tight end and the traditional fullback isn't there. There's not as many of them anymore. Colleges aren't producing those guys. So everybody has adapted. The other thing that we found is that the defensive players are so much bigger, faster, and stronger that the field shrunk, actually, when you started talking about the running game, because they can get to the sideline in the running game so fast. So how do offenses move the football? You spread them out and create more lanes, and the best way to do that is with spread offenses and throwing the football. So I think it's just an evolution of where we've come because of the defensive players and because of defensive schemes that have come into place over the last 10 to 15 years.